In a bustling classroom, a group of students sat before their professor, eager to absorb the knowledge he was about to dispense. The topic was captivating. Among the students was a young man, stifling his yawns as best as he could. His drooping eyelids and weary expression hinted at a sleepless night. The demands of life had kept him awake, leaving him no choice but to battle the fatigue that threatened to overpower him. Close by, other students idly scrolled through their phone. Their attention was diverted by the digital distractions that beckoned from the palm of their hands. Yet, hidden beneath their disconnection lay a motivation to be productive, to capture notes and ideas inspired by the lecture. Seated at the back, two friends engaged in quiet conversation, seemingly disengaged from the lecture before them. However, their hushed tones and animated gestures betrayed their genuine interest in the topic at hand. They were sharing thoughts and opinions, unafraid to explore and challenge the ideas presented, deepening their understanding through discourse. And finally, the most visible of these disinterested souls, a student blissfully slumbering at her desk. Though her eyes were shut and their breathing rhythmic, her detachment from the lecture did not stem from apathy. Instead, the culmination of two consecutive sleepless nights weighed heavily upon her weary frame, forcing her consciousness to surrender to the blissful embrace of rest. The professor stood before them, passionately sharing his knowledge, yet the students' responses were shaped by factors beyond his control. If we shift our perspective to relate these behaviors to our own lives, we can ponder the reasons why others may not be receptive to our presence or words. Perhaps it is not because we are inherently uninteresting or flawed, but because of the complexities that exist within each individual. Some may be reluctant to alter their social circles due to rigidity, while others may be consumed by anxiety, fearing the vulnerability that comes with forging new connections. Some may struggle with self-confidence, fearing they will struggle in the presence of our extroverted nature, while others may simply be introverts, more comfortable with internal contemplation. Rather than feeling discouraged or frustrated by the disinterest displayed by others, maybe it is an opportunity for us to embrace empathy and understanding. By recognizing that everyone carries their own burdens and expectations that shape their reactions, we can approach interactions with more compassion and patience. Instead of being quick to judge or dismiss, we can choose to nurture an environment where everyone feels heard and valued. Engaging in open dialogue, sharing our own vulnerabilities, and actively listening to others can create a space where diverse perspectives are welcomed and appreciated. Thank you.